Welcome to Your Typical Shonen Protagonist. He's Kai, I'm Kels, and we're back with more Digimon Adventure. Kai, how you doing?
I'm doing good, man. You know, I love doing these podcasts because they get me through the week.
Yes, they technically do, because we totally only strive to do at least one, but now we're doing more. So just a heads up before we get into Digimon. We got the weekly random BS Shoot the Breeze show, too, with such notable characters as Strangely Entertaining and
Zog. Yeah.
Yeah. So we sort of shoot the breeze and cut up and talk about anime and stuff on a more loose weekly basis than the main product, where we're sort of focusing on talking about a show. So that comes out on Thursdays. This product comes out on Mondays, and that's the schedule. That's it. Just Monday's this, Thursday's that. Trying to get more content out there. But today, we're talking Digimon. And this episode, we're getting into the crests. Everybody's got to find their crests. We got to figure out what the crests are, who's got what crest, why they're important, and where do they get them?
Yes, it is like, and the crests are arguably my favorite part of Digimon Season 1 because of what they represent. Like, I like them so much, I want to get them permanently etched on my body. So, you know, your boy got to represent in this arc.
On my body.
Touching my on my body.
Lord have mercy. So, last episode, we ended the File Island arc with Angemon coming to the rescue, saving the day, blowing up Devamon, and then reverting back to a digi egg. And then we find out, okay, we can't just go home. We got to go do something else. We find out Genai exists, and he's like, Digidestin, you must go to server and find me and find the crests. So we open with an adventure to how do we get from File Island to server.
And let me tell you the crazy thing, watching this again as a fully grown adult, even though I do this every 2 years, for some reason, it just occurred to me the island of server is an actual server. Like,
What?
Server, computer server, database. Yeah. Like, you're going, yeah, that didn't occur to me until, like when I watched this again. I just thought it was the name of an island. You know, digital
just
world.
Just like File Island, did you know?
Oh my God. I'm just
Wait,
like,
really?
Yeah, no, like this
Jesus
is.
Jesus Christ.
That's crazy, man. It's like, I think this is the first time because I've actually looked at the words and I'm like, what?
Proud of you.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So we got to go to server, but we don't have the means to get there. So they are like, you know what? We've seen this in Huckleberry Finn and everything. We got to build a boat. To which, how do they build a boat? I don't know. Call in all of the team.
Yes.
Like everybody from File Island shows up. We got Leomon. We've got
Frigimon.
Yeah.
Ogremon yeah. even shows up. It's a whole thing.
Yeah. And the one Firemon from that one village with the, yeah, he shows up and starts chopping with fire. It's crazy. Everybody.
Yeah, it's like squad. I'm just kind of mad that they couldn't have built a bigger boat, but you know, it is what it is. You know? Like, we got all this digi power here, and you know, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, so they all get on this boat. And they have to sail to File. However, we run into another Digimon, heaven forbid, who has a black gear.
Yes, and this and is... You know,
go ahead.
This is the opus of Digimon. This is Waymon, like, who is a little whale. Like, and just, I cannot stress the size difference between Waymon and just like every other Digimon in the series, because it's literally a whale to a human. So it's mm-hmm. huge. Like,
and of course they hit you with the script of every Digimon. Oh, Waymon, you know, he could be aggressive if provoked, but he's cool. He's chill. He's all right. He's not going to hurt us. Tries to consume them immediately. No questions asked. I'm just going to eat you because I'm angry.
Yes. So he gets eaten. And as they're in there inside, they're like, oh, of course. He's got a black gear. We know what to do with this. So purge the black gear, and then now this is the underwater cave that happens first. Weibon, yeah, no, so he eats them, then they go to the underwater cave, and then they purify him, and then they find, who do they find? What's his name? Drigmon? The Drill Digimon?
Good question.
Drimmosimon? It's basically a mole Digimon with a drill on his head. Like, his name escapes me.
Yeah, so what happens is they purge the black gear, and he's like, I'm gonna take you to the crest. I know right where that is. That's on our way to file. So they go down, and they find where the tags are stored.
Yes.
In terms of the Digimon you're talking about, his name is Drimogemon.
Yeah, that's what trips me up. It's not, like, simple. So they meet Drimogemon when they're, like, getting these, on the way to get these crests. And then, you know, Ikakumon, or Gomamon, Digivolves to Ikakumon. He's like, yo, we both got horns. We're going to fight it out. It's going to be okay. Y'all get the tags. So the whole fight happens, and basically they go into a store that they find, and then while they're apparently some reason this supercharged Drimogemon needs like two Digimon to take, so Kabuterimon or Tenemon evolves into Kabuterimon to help him take out the black gear, and basically they find the boxes and they're like, cool, and they get them back in Waymon to go to server.
Yes. So they're now they have the tags, which is step one.
Yes.
Now that they've got the tags, they all need crests to go with them. And these were all hidden by somebody so that they could be found later and not stolen by the evil Enemon. I don't know if we've met him yet, but we will. Literally the next episode. So we've made it to server. And now we've got to find the crests. And the first crest we get into is Tai's Crest of Courage. Now, they're on their way to a Koromon village because Agumon's like, wait a minute, I smell Koromon. Because that's just something you can do when that's who you were.
Yeah, you know, never play yourself. So they find the way to the Koromon village. And when they get to the village, all they find are Pugamon, which are the pre-evolution of Koromon. Or no, sorry.
No, they find Pagumon, where the Koromon should be. Right?
Yes.
And Mimi's like, you know what? There's a bath in the middle of this village. I don't care if this isn't Koromon. I don't care if they're Pagumon. I'm just going to go take a bath. And while everyone's sort of relaxing, what's his bucket? Tokemon. So TK's Digi Egg hatches and it turns into Tokemon. Right? Hooray.
Yeah.
But Tokemon gets captured since he's still in training. By the Pagumon, and then they take him and they lock him up underneath the waterfall that's outside of the village.
Yes, and there they find Gizamon, which is the evolved form of Pagumon, and they want to know where Tokemon came from, like what's going on and everything. So they put Tokemon in a cage, and the Gizamon like takes this whole epic journey, like it's just like he's just running. So he runs this whole distance to Edamon, who's like in a driving truck, which is interesting because this is really the first time we've seen a vehicle in Digimon. So Edamon's like basically Digi Elvis in monkey form.
Yes. Yes. So and he's riding in like a truck trailer that's a stage and also like a secret base. It's a whole deal.
Yeah. So Edamon, he tells them about the Digi Distance, and Edamon's upset to learn that the kids got to server because he's like they weren't supposed to get here. So he goes to unleash the Dark Network, which is like a buffed up dark gear system. So it's kind of cool, actually. I like the Dark Network a lot more than I like the dark gears. Sadly, it only plays a short role in this. Spoilers. So the kids wake up and they're like, yo, where's Tokemon? He's gone. And TK's like, I'm the worst tamer ever. Like, I suck. and then gets all depressed and everything. So they go to look for him. And Gizmon appears and starts attacking Agumon without looking. And then Agumon starts spraying pepper breaths. And yeah.
So what happens is Agumon is like, I'm gonna go look by the waterfall. And they're like, no, don't look by the waterfall. We look by the waterfall. It's cool. But he's like, you know what? I'm gonna go check. And he gets halfway to the waterfall and he's like, wait a minute. I smell Coromon. Again, I'm gonna look even harder. So he gets underneath the waterfall. He gets behind the waterfall where they're keeping Tokomon and the village full of Coromon. And he's like, yo, I gotta free y'all. And then out of nowhere comes them guys.
Yeah, it comes all the Gizmon and they start jumping him. And, you know, Agumon then evolves into Greymon and he defeats all the Gizmon in like one shot and frees Toriumon and all the Coromon. And then Edamon shows up, who is a ultimate, which is the first ultimate. No, Andromon is the first ultimate we see. Edamon is the second ultimate we see. So he's showing up and he's using his dark network to destroy the village. And then Gabumon becomes Garurumon and everyone and like. But before anything happens, the dark network makes them digivolve, because that's like the power of the dark network. And as this is going on, this is when they have like the flashback to Genai saying the only way you can defeat Edamon is digivolving to the next level. And of course, the serendipity of them being in a Coromon village, which Agumon was pre-evolution, is he. That's where the crest of courage is, thus being Agumon and Tai's courage. So,
So they find the crest's room. The crest transforms where Tai can take it, and then it opens up a door to another path in the island of Cerber, because there's no way they're gonna go toe to toe with Edamon, this ultimate Digimon. Right now, they're not at the level where they can do that. So they got to run away. But they got the crest, the whole reason they came for. And Edamon, you know, they're going to leave the village. So the day is saved, and they're on to their next adventure.
Yes. So it's kind of a cool backdoor. And then we get into one of my favorite episodes of Digimon, the arrival of Skull Greymon. So,
oh, yeah. This is a lesson to all you Digitamers out there.
Yes. Be patient and grow. Don't, you know, do steroids and stuff. But basically, so Digidestins and their partners get to, they're going through the desert as they've escaped the Coromon village. And they're starting to lose hope. And Tai's all optimistic. And he's like, hey, I've got my crest. You know, I'm the big guy on campus. Like, me and Agumon can Digivolve. We did it the first time. And he's
taking like this responsibility where, okay, none of you hoes have crests, so this is all gonna fall on me. I'm the one who has to do this. Like, not that I want to, not that it would be super dope, but like literally there's no other option. Agumon and I have to do this. So that's exactly what we're gonna do. We're gonna do this. Whether or not Agumon actually can, we're gonna do it. Forget him. And that's the moral of this episode, is they get to this Colosseum type thing, searching for Joe's crest, and Edamon shows up and he traps the Digidestin in this sort of soccer goal, because it's for some reason there's a soccer arena in this Colosseum.
Yeah.
So he traps all of the Digidestin other than Tai in this soccer net. So he's like, all right, Agumon, Digivolve the Greymon. Cool. Edamon's like, yo, I got a Greymon on my own. So it's Greymon versus Greymon. It's an even fight, except for the fact that Tai doesn't believe in Agumon. He just is, you got to do this. It's not courage. It's just force. And you can't force a Digimon to do anything. Like, their power is based on the relationship to their Digidestin. And that's a problem when your relationship is on the fritz with it being totally one-sided. So The crest activates. He's like, all right, Greymon, just digivolve already. So he does, except tragically, it doesn't go to plan.
Yes, he becomes something. He becomes like a dark skeleton. And just basically, he looks like a Grim Reaper, like an ancient dinosaur. And he's got a missile. And he becomes a virus Digimon, basically. And he makes, like, his... He's like a futurist, like a prehistoric dinosaur devil thing. The complete opposite of what Ty or what Greymon stands for, you know? So he doesn't listen, basically. He just becomes Skull Greymon. Everyone is worried about him because the way he looks and everything. And Skull Greymon easily defeats the evil Greymon. But then he turns on everybody. He starts fighting Bergermon, Gabumon, Kabuterimon, even Ty. And he just goes on a rampage, and the only thing they can do is wait for him to kind of de-digivolve, like run out of energy. And then, you know, Ty starts beating himself up about what happens, and Coromon feels horrible about the damage he caused. But Ty's like, it's me, because I had the courage, I had to feel all this pressure, and he felt like he had to fight for himself, which is alluded to earlier in the episode by Sora recalling when they were on the same soccer team, and basically Ty always took the responsibility for himself. And then later you find out why that is, which I love it so much, and it makes me like hate Ty's mom. Like,
wait a minute. Yeah. When does that happen?
That happens when you meet Kari, and you find out more about Ty's relationship with his family and why he kind of is the person he is. So it's great foreshadowing. And like, I feel like once we get to that episode and you remember like the feelings and what Ty felt in this, you'll be like, yo, that's like, and that's one of those things that propels Digimon from just being a kid's show. Like, it's crazy.
I'm hype. I'm excited to get to that.
Yeah, no, it's good stuff.
But right now, we figured out what happens if you try to force your Digimon to do something. So Agumon is now back after this whole escapade. He's now back to being a Coromon. And that's when we enter the next episode, The Crest of Serenity, with Cockatrimmon as the main villain of this episode.
Yes, which is a giant rooster.
Yeah, so we're still stumbling through the desert when we come upon a boat.
Yes, and it's a boat made to look like, you know, humans are on it. And everybody gets hyped because they're like, yo, it's another human. Like, we finally got other people that we can find on this island. But, of course, in the digital world, everything is a trap. So,
yep.
It's not a human. It's actually a giant rooster named Cockatrimmon, who has a weird ability to turn people into stone.
So that's a callback to the ancient mythical animal of the cockatrice, where the cockatrice's gaze could turn things to stone.
One of
those not Japanese mythical animals, which is kind of exciting.
Yeah, no, I'm here for that.
But so the captain is actually Cockatrimmon, commanding a crew full of Numamon. So Mimi is like, wait a minute, there's a Numamon up there. I know how to work these Numamon. So she plays this Numamon to let them come on board, to which they go on board. And okay, cool. There's a bath. There's food. Great. Until everything goes awry as we have to keep moving the story forward.
Yes. So basically the Cockatrimmon is discovered by Gabumon, Tenamon, and Tokumon. And then they get turned to stone. And the girls are basically the only group left because everybody else is turned to stone and no one can fight.
Yeah, so, and all of the boys are stuck out on a net over top of the swimming pool, just frying in the sun.
Yeah. So Biomon and Palmon both digivolve and with a little effort manage to kind of like take out the chicken Digimon. And as that happens, they escape the ship. And they're like, okay, it's all over. And then they see a giant cactus, which they hide behind because Edamon's going, why? Which they think is a mirage, but it is a mirage. And actually turns out to be, you know, the worst place to hide the Crest of Sincerity. But somehow no one has found it. And Mimi gets the Crest of Sincerity.
Because, surprise.
Yes. So
I think it's a nice like little touch on the fact that hell's blazes. Palmon's evolution is Togemon. Togemon is a cactus. And of course they find the Crest of Sincerity in a cactus. That's kind of a nice touch.
Yes. And it has a cool flower on it, which is, you know, foreshadowing, which I really like because Palmon's third evolution is probably my favorite ultimate evolution next to Garurumon's ultimate evolution. But yeah. So,
do we get to wear Garurumon or do we get to Metal Garurumon first?
We get to wear Garurumon. Metal Garurumon cool. It's topsy turvy. We get Metal Greymon as the ultimate and then War Greymon. And yeah. Then we have Wergurumon, then Metalgurumon.
Bet. All right. Yeah. So we've got the Crest of Sincerity. So we continue on our adventure through this desert, where we have an old friend from the first episode. We have the group being attacked by a Kuwagamon.
Yes, and so Kuwagamon attacks Tai, and Tai is hesitant. Well, Agumon hesitates to digivolve because he has, like, PTSD of turning into Skull Greymon. So Tai, since he's been throwing hands since the beginning, just, like, throws hands and rescues Agumon from Kuwagamon. And then they find themselves into this weird situation until, like, Pixiemon, which is an ultimate-level Digimon. I just want everybody to, like, if you saw Pixiemon, you'd be like, what? Because he's really, like, the size of a pixie, but he's got, like, mad strength and his evolution chain is, like, super weird. Like, I'll talk about that later. I'm 90% sure that he evolves into, like, something huge and crazy. But anyway. So, Pixiemon puts them in this, like, weird bubble thing. And it's like, yo, like, it's tough. But you guys need to get stronger. Because it's a hard not life out here. And you're also some children. I'm not even impressed. So, he's like, I'm gonna train y'all. And you're going to be stronger. So basically he offers to train Tai and Agumon specifically first because he knows that they have like some type of trauma and, you know, from that whole thing. So Pixiemon informs them that we're going to go to a place that can't be touched by Edamon, which is like my enchanted forest thing because, hey, I'm a pixie. Why not? And they end up in Pixiemon's home. And he leads Tai and Agumon to like a cave of wonder and be like, hey, your task is to find a way back because this is the generic find yourself path that's coming out of this cave.
Yeah, man.
So Tai and Agumon go on an adventure in the cave to find themselves while everybody else is just kind of relaxing. And then Matt and Izzy's Tai start glowing and they head into the forest. And Pixiemon's like, yo, what are you guys doing? Like, and they're like, our crests are growing and all this stuff.
Yeah, man. And they're like, we got to go find this. We got to go find our crests. So they get to the edge of the forest and it's like, wait a minute. Hold up. Our crests are in that well, but that's outside of the forest, the invisible forest that no one knows about. If we go outside of this barrier, we're not protected. And who knows what's going to happen? But we've got to do it because otherwise we can't get our crest. So they leave the forest to go to the well and they get their crests. But then they are immediately attacked by a Tyrannomon.
Yes, and Tyrannomon starts attacking them, of course. And when that happens, they escape back into Pixiemon's forest. But Tyrannomon breaks through the invisible shield and he's like, yo, what's going on? And Edamon's like, word? There's a visible forest? Like, let's go and do this. So, meanwhile, Tai and Agumon are going down this river, trying to find themselves. Like, basically, you're seeing Tai's past, which is really interesting. And
yeah, they see the guy on the bridge and he falls off his bike. And it's a real, you just have to get back on the horse, story. So Ty helps like his younger self from his memory, get back up on the bike and keep riding. All he needs is a little push. And once he gets some speed, he's got it. And it's like, wow, I just got to get back on the horse.
And that's like why Courage is my favorite of the Crest, because it's not about like the absence of fear. It's about overcoming that fear. And it's like, hey, you literally just have to do it. Like having the courage to do something is what makes you strong. And it's just really an important life lesson that I feel like you can use in every aspect. So anyway, enough about that philosophical rant.
So they find themselves and they make it out of the cave and they come save the day. They beat up Tyrannomon and then boom, we're good. So they found the crests that they were looking for Matt and Izzy. And now they're on their way to a pyramid. So I don't recall them finding TK's crest.
They didn't. I think his is found after, like TK is always after the arc. So I believe that TK's
on here, they say the discovery of TK's Crest of Hope reveals a cave engraved with digicode. So I think it was at the beginning of like that episode. They just, okay, we have to find his crest. Here it is.
Yeah.
But Izzy gets an email from Datamon, which we don't know that yet. Telling the DigiDestin that if they come help him at Edamon's headquarters, that Datamon will show them where Sora's crest is. So they've got no other leads. So they go to the pyramids where Edamon's headquarters is. And they're like, all right, we're going to go break in.
Yeah. So they go this whole Ocean's 11 type thing to break into the pyramid. And they call Izzy, like, goes all. When I say Ocean's 11, Izzy brings up a holographic map. And they're all around the map. And they're like, hey, this is how we're going to do. This is how we're going to enter in. This is who's going to do what in everybody's part. So they go into the pyramid, and as soon as they go into the pyramid, everything falls apart. And Izzy, go ahead.
This is the part in the show where we get really existential. So Izzy's talking to Sora and is like, well, he's talking to the whole crew. The whole crew is like, all right, here's the real world and here's the digital world and everything's connected. And if we do something here, it affects the world over there in some way. So everything's connected and these aren't our physical bodies, but they're our digital bodies. So on a sidebar, he tells Sora, hey, yo, we got to be careful. We can't just be out here dying in the digital world or we'll die in real life. So basically that, where Ty is like, wait a minute, this isn't my real body. Let's go do dumb stuff. Let's just wing it. Why not? So there's some friction between Ty and Sora throughout this episode. So they go on this, they get into the pyramid and they come to this firewall, which is basically like an electric grid. And there's like a weak point where they can cross, but Sora's like, yo, we're going to have to be careful. Let's not just go headstrong into this. And Ty's like, what? We're not going to die. So he just jumps through the thing and freaks out, you know, okay, cool, whatever. And everything's copacetic. And so they get to Datamon. They free Datamon. And Datamon's like, trick? I'm just here to kill Entamon. You suckers can also die. So he attacks everyone. And then he steals Sora. He kidnaps Sora and Beamon and her tag. Which the next episode is, okay, how do we get Sora back?
Yes. And so this episode goes into the earthquake of Metal Greymon. So Sora and Beamon are still in the pyramid while they're being held hostage by Datamon. I almost forgot his name for a second. And he's trying to get Beamon to digivolve so he can get revenge on Edamon for imprisoning him.
Yeah.
So the group devises a plan to sneak into the pyramid again to save Zora and receives directions to the secret room from Izzy. Ty is, this time he's scared of the electric fence because he's realizing he can die.
Yeah. Like, so what happened was when they were Sora got kidnapped, and because like things got real, people could get hurt. Ty froze up when it was time to go back through the firewall because he didn't trust in himself. So this episode we're dealing with that. It's Ty, can you make things happen? Can you pull through? Can you make it happen when things need to be done? And he's like, you know what? I'm still scared. I'm scared to death. But to save Sora, we're going to do it. So they get back into the pyramid. He comes to the firewall and he's like, yo, you know, I'm still scared, Agumon. And Agumon's like, you know what, man? I'll do it. I'll take care of this. And Ty's like, no. A man must come to, a man must face himself before he can face his enemy. He's like, I gotta do this.
Yes.
And Agumon's like, yeah, man, you got it. Go, Ty.
Yes. And while that's happening, Mimi is helping fend off the guards, and TK's alone. Edamon starts attacking the Digidestins outside. All the champion levels and the partners start to digivolve because of Edamon's metal or network, dark network. And Izzy and Kabuterimon are being held up by Edamon, and is left in Ty. So Ty is like in here looking for Zora and everything. And when he finds them, he's like, yo, the pyramid's about to collapse. Like, Biomon's able to digivolve. And then Sora escapes with Izzy and their partners, and they meet up outside the pyramid while the battle's happening. And Edamon's like, yo. Edamon and Datamon are going at it, and they're fighting. And it's just like a whole...
So Datamon is like, oh, there's the dark network underneath this secret room I've got. Well, I just dropped a virus in there, and the dark network's going to continue to grow and consume everything. To which, it gets Edamon. But it turns Edamon into this big blob that's connected to like the core of the dark network. So he's super powered.
Yeah.
So and go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say, so while Edamon is out here having this fight, Greymon digivolves to, like, through the power of courage, and Ty being like, yo, like, we got to overcome this, we got to beat it, and no one else can do it. So Greymon digivolves into Metal Greymon because Ty has the courage to defeat the evil Digimon. It's like, hey, we got to do this, we got to win, I'm scared, but I'm still going to fight, let's go. And Metal Greymon shoots out pec muscle rockets to destroy the dark network of Edamon and creates a digital rift, sucking Ty and Metal Greymon into another dimension. And then Ty and Koromon wake and find themselves in the real world, in Ty's neighborhood.
Yeah, man. They wake up in Tokyo like, wait a minute. How did we get here? I don't know. You know, that's something we will get to on the next episode. But overall, with the crests, I know you've got an opinion about, you know, positivity about the crests. Like, do you think they were just a plot device? We have to get this thing to do the next thing so that we can, you know, be great? Or, like, does it have real value to the story?
I would think it has real value to the story, especially when you see the ending and what that message is re-enthralled and told to the final boss. I would say they started off as a plot device, but they also, because if you look at the beginning, you see that it was kind of like a guiding path because each member exuded what their crest was at the beginning. Like you had Joe being reliable with the bag full of medical supplies and all that stuff. You had Izzy constantly wanting to know what was going on and having that knowledge. Ty being the brave leader. Matt caring about Gabumon instantaneously about the fur and everything. Like TK being hopelessly stupid. So, yeah, you had a lot of different things going on. So I would say the crests are a very important part of the story. And you can really say that the story doesn't really, like, I feel like the opening act is everything pre-Crest, and then like the main act is Crest to finish.
I would be interested to see exactly how this pursues, because everything feels sort of the same at this point. Like, real heartfelt, real moments, really a diverse cast. But the last, this part to me, it felt like we're retreading the same beats as last time. Everybody's got to get their stuff in. Everybody's got to have their moment in the sun. And that's sort of how we're going to pad runtime. Not that that's bad, right? But in terms of storytelling, it's just, all right, now we're going to do the same rounds for each character, but with a different item. Always hype. It's hype to see, you know, what's the next evolution when you don't know. And I think the story with Tai and Agumon about pushing your Digimon to do something that your relationship isn't ready for yet, or, you know, you're not both on the same page, is really interesting. I just think that the story right now is not served as well as a more focused story, which I hope we see with Digimon Adventure 2020, because the runtime is certainly going to be probably shorter than Digimon Adventure the OG. Yeah, and a lot of that has to do with modern storytelling versus the constraints of a production show in 2000, right? The model here was make as many episodes as you're required to make sure you can hit your television time slot and keep your contract going, which we see with a lot of anime from this time period, where, you know, currently in the modern day, we're less bound by the weekly air dates. So stories are getting more concise, which is to the betterment of the storytelling. But I am excited to see what happens next, with Tai making it back to Tokyo. And then what about everybody else? What are they doing without Tai?
Yes, that is the story that gets told, and they will address that, which is really cool. Because you kind of see, I don't want to tell you what happens, but it just kind of solidifies Tai's role as an important figure in the group. And I'll just put it that, like... Mm-hmm. What happens without the head? You know, you can't operate and function, and that is what happens. So,
but we will get to that next episode on Your Typical Shonen Protagonist. Now we're closing the show, but you can catch us on Twitter at YourTSP. That's URTSP, where we live tweet the research and share dumb memes and tell you what show's going on when. That's about it. And you got a Twitter too.
Yes. You can find me at Static Dreads with a Z on the Z's at the end because I'm cool. So come and check it out and see which weeaboo profile picture I'm going to change my profile pic to. So it'll be soon.
Oh, Lord. I'm scared.
You should be.
But we will catch you next week here on Your Typical Shonen Protagonist.
Bye.